for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We heard from Jen Hobby earlier this morning. Her vacation was awesome. I mean, she went to France. She went to Switzerland. I mean, it was romantic. It's her first long vacation with her fiancé. I didn't do anything real special. I mean, I went to Charleston, South Carolina, hung out with my family, pretty standard stuff. My best friend from, like, the eighth grade came out also, and we spent, like, four or five days together with his kids, cool. too. So it was pretty cool, but pretty standard stuff, you know. A lot of miniature golf.
That's awesome, though. That's cute.
But it was good. It was a really great time to hang out with
them. Quintessential family vacation.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
And then Jeff went up to the lake also, right?
Yeah, I was up in South Carolina, and my parents come down every year at this time because my dad's birthday is July 5th. Mm-hmm. So we spent 4th of July together, and we had a bunch of friends over at the house. And I told you before I left that I was afraid that I was going to drink and cuss in front of my parents, and I didn't.
Nice.
So,
good for you.
Yeah. So
you said cuss at them is what you said before.
Because I've never cussed in front of my parents.
Really? Yep. Not one word?
Yep. Really?
Not even a slip up?
Once when we were in a car accident, but all three of us said the same word at the same time. The girl T-boned, I guess, whatever, hit the front of my car. And as soon as contact was made, like we didn't even see her coming out of nowhere. All three of us said the S word at the same time.
They all crossed each other out. Yeah, so it never happened.
So it, like, it was,
it eliminated each other.
So it was muted. Man, didn't hear a thing. But other than that, I've never. So I was afraid that with my, you know, best friends up there and around and all the drinking and stuff, and we discovered bocce, you know, the game, the Italian, whatever it is, lawn bowling or whatever. We discovered that game, and that has a lot of potential for cussing because it's
and it's gone this far.
It's
this
an annoying
long not cussing in front of your parents, and this bocce ball would be the thing that would make you cuss?
Such a simple game. It's almost like war. You know what I mean? When you're playing war with cards, like all you have to do is get the higher card. All you have to do is throw the ball close to the other ball. And man, is it annoying. So no, there was no cussing. So that was good. And then my I have a half brother because before I was ever around, my dad was married once before, and he had two sons, and it was a weird relationship, so we've been out of touch with them for years, and just got reacquainted with the younger one because the older one passed away, so that kind of was, you know, became a bonding thing. So he came down for the second time, and he is from North Carolina, the woods.
He's country.
He brought some gifts.
Did he bring moonshine?
He did.
He did.
Yes, like fresh moonshine.
Did he make it?
Yes.
Okay. He did.
That's right. Because you can't bring somebody else's moonshine.
No,
you have to make it. You have to take it down like back roads that are all dirt.
Yeah.
Going from North Carolina into Georgia.
Actually, technically, I don't know. I got to Google moonshine because he does a lot of talking about the way like it's crafted. Like he starts with like some sort of wine, and then like.
He just opened up a Zima and put it in a
big
old
bottle.
No,
he boils it down and all this weird stuff. And I don't know how he does it, but he like starts with 5 gallons of wine and ends up. And I mean, he really ends up with like little mason jars, and he guards those things with like only special people get those.
Well, because it's still illegal.
It's illegal, but I think
is jaywalking, Melissa.
But he's not like he's not like the guys you used to see on Dukes of Hazzard with the big stills out behind the barn or whatever. Like I think whatever he does it like in his garage, and he does it once or twice a year, and he ends up with seriously like 4 mason jars full out of. He probably starts with a swimming pool full of ingredients. But by the time it all cooks down, he ends up with a tiny amount, and those things are seriously gold bars passed on only to the most honored family members and friends.
and you were one of those.
I'm the recipient of two.
Awesome. And
he must really love you.
Yeah. I forgot to bring them today, but I am going to bring them because I would like us all to have a taste.
That's yes. Moonshine love.
No. Yeah. You're assuming all of us haven't had a taste.
So, well, Melissa.
It doesn't take much, though, so it's got to be like after the show.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to bring that. Next time I go up to the lake, I'll bring it back. So
it can also take rust off of like pipes that you have around the house or anything like that.
But I brought some stuff.
Burn through steel.
Yeah.
Does it take off my nail polish?
Yes. Okay. It will. I've also brought some stuff, though, for our post-show meeting today.
Okay.
From my half-brother.
Uh-oh.
He's told us he's country. Nervous. Like his brother brought soil, topsoil, for your dad, right? As a gift one time.
These are homemade pork skins.
Nice. Homemade.
Cool. Yep.
First time I've heard anybody make their own. Okay.
So this is...
I would love to see the trailer he lives in.
Yeah. You're not far off. So I've seen where these are cooked. There's little fly strips above them, so there's no flies in here. So those are them. And then these are wheat, bacon-flavored wheat puffy things.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Did he make those also?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everything here is handmade.
That's awesome.
Then this is... This is...
All right.
Oh, no. Are those penises?
What?
Penises in a jar.
Pickled penis? Yeah, that's a delicacy in North Carolina.
It's like tomatoes.
Yeah, these are green tomatoes, and they're spicy green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That's not okra, Jen. Those are jalapenos.
Oh, and they're canned.
Yeah, canned.
They're canned. That's a that's a big process.
Jen, you want one of or Wendy, you want one of these?
Yes, I love jalapenos.
Now, I'll tell you here, why doesn't Wendy have one now?
Hold on, let me get my camera out.
Somebody videotape this.
Uh-oh.
You're saying she's never had a jalapeno as hot as this.
Here's what I know is I got a friend of mine. One of my best friends is a Southern fella. Mm-hmm. He grew up in these parts. His name's Ed. He's
you know, you can't pull off the Southern accent.
Yeah,
New York man.
So he's.
I love how I always try when you start you start trying to slip into it. And you just quite can't quite get there.
He's used to Southern things, right? So he's used to this stuff. And he's a singer. He's Ed from Collective Soul. So he makes a living using his throat and his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He was not completely aware of the spiciness of this thing when he popped one in his mouth. And I seriously worried about his career for about an hour.
Oh, no.
It depends how many seeds are in it. Because the more seeds you have in a jalapeno, the hotter it is.
He didn't eat the jalapeno, Wendy. He ate the tomato.
Mm-hmm. It's just when it's pickled in there with it.
Why don't you go ahead and eat that? Because we're going to have to sign off here in a sec. Okay. Go ahead. Take it.
Here, pass that over.
Okay.
Don't touch it, Melissa.
With a mason jar, the canned. That's a huge process to
can. And he actually, it was so bad that my dad came over to him and said, don't rub your eyes with your hand because you touched it.
Yeah, definitely make sure you wash your hands, Wendy.
I don't know if I can get the top off.
Good for.
I just loosened it.
Well, no, it was vacuum sealed. When you can, you have to
oil it.
This is
helping with that. She's got those nails.
No, yeah, you really have got it.
Come here.
It's vacuum sealed.
Because you can't, this doesn't come off
That's why country folk could can things and put it on the shelf and it lasts for years because it's vacuum sealed.
That's going to last for years because it's liquid plumber.
Oh, you're not going to eat the jalapeno.
Oh, God, Wendy, don't.
No,
okay.
Eat the tomato.
Come on, if you're going to go big, dude.
The jalapeno, it's got a lot of
goodness. Oh, if you're going to go large, girl.
Here she goes.
She looks normal. Uh-huh. Looks fine.
She's
is it supposed to be hot?
Nice.
See, I'm from Texas. I grew up on Southern
food. That's my girl right there. Look at that.
She just ate the rest of it.
Whole thing in there, man.
That's good.
And she's fine.
Just give her a minute.
Let's saute for a second.
I even put it on the tip of my tongue where it's supposed to be the hottest.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wendy.
Maybe you didn't get a jar of hot ones.
You want me to get another one?
Maybe those were
Jeff, you're so disappointed.
I really was.
That's really
good. Is it sweet or hot?
It's got a little bit of like spicy flavor to it, but
she just totally showed up Ed also.
Yeah, nobody's gonna be more upset than that.
That is these are good jalapenos. I'm gonna have another one.
This Texas girl.
I'm in love with jalapenos.
You can have that whole jar, Wendy, because I guarantee you.
It's all yours.
That won't get eaten in Jeff's house.
The Burt Show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're down 21 with just over
6 minutes remaining. This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.